Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are learning parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Again, we discussed yesterday about Shicha. We're going to talk a little more about Shicha. Homer Shu Samuch L'Gapa V'L'Kadish L'Bakar L'Kalim. If, let's say, you forgot a bundle of grain in your field, but it's next to some sort of landmark that you could remember it, like next to a wall, or next to a pile of grain, or next to your animals, or next to your plowing implements, Ushchacha, and then you forgot it, Beishami or Min Shicha. Beishami says it's not real Shicha because you're going to remember it. You left it right next to something. Well, Beisilam Shicha, but Beisilam says that still counts as Shicha. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, Kerem Ravai, grapes from the fourth year of a vineyard. Beishami Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh Vein Lo Biur. It doesn't have the din of Chomesh nor the din of Biur. Meaning the halachas of Kerem Ravai, typically, the halachas of Ravai in general, are typically the same as Maaser Sheni. So just like you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim by Maaser Sheni, the same is true when it comes to Ravai. So what do you do if you can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim? So you redeem it for money, and then you have to add a chomesh to the value. So if you have $4 worth of Ravai, and you want to redeem it for money, so you redeem it for $5, and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And then there's another din called Biur, that you have to remove it from your house before Pesach of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So Kerem Ravai Beishamai says, does not have those dinim. It does have the dinim, all the dinim of Maaser Sheni, including the din of Chomesh and Biur. Beishamai Omrim Yeshel Peret Yeshel Olelos, that Kerem Ravai has the dinim of Peret and Olelos, which are Matnos Aniyim, just like grapes that grow any other time. And poor people who buy perot, who get perot and olelos of Kerem Ravai, have to redeem it if they don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim. Beisil says, no, it all goes into the wine press, meaning everything that grows in the fourth year, including the perot and olelos, gets to be kept by the guy who owns the vineyard, and he can just put it all in the wine press, make wine out of it. He doesn't have to leave anything for the aniyim, and then he just treats it with the kedusha of Ravai, and he brings it to Yerushalayim. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid we said that if you left a pile of grain next to some sort of memorable item in your field, Beishamai says that is by definition not Shicha, and Beisilel says it could still be Shicha. And then in Mishnah Hay we said that Kerem Ravai, Beishamai holds, doesn't have the din of Chomesh and Bir like Maaser Sheni, and Beisilel says it does, and Beishamai says that it is subject to the Matnas Aniyim of Peret and Olelos, and the Aniyim will have to just treat it with the requisite kedusha, whereas Beisilel says, "Nah, you don't leave any part of Olelos for the aniyim. You just make wine out of it, and you treat it with the requisite kedusha." But next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav.